Okay, Georgia, it's a test. Can you say something?
Sorry. Hi, Tim. It's great to see you again.
Now say something silly.
Monster mash red pin.
All right, that's three, beautiful. Two, one,
you,
and action.
Hi, Skeldon, it's Eric Shamlar, and welcome to another ripping, gripping edition of Connections. And tonight we're sort of pushing the boundary for the sort of distance of our distance guest. And I've got with me by, I guess it's satellite, Georgia.
Hi.
Where are you, Georgia? Would you like to give the listeners your geographical location?
My geographic location is in the American Southeast. I am in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Wow. So, and what is it like in Spartanburg, South Carolina this afternoon?
I mean, this afternoon, it's a lovely afternoon. I actually just voted, so wow, that feels really nice. And so after that, I came, and now I'm talking to you.
I mean, that sounds like a day and two-thirds, Georgia. Go out, vote, and then do a radio program. And you've got an excellent list that you've furnished us with tonight. You've been racking your brains to come up with all kinds of stuff tonight. So we're going to start with Phish, but with a PH.
Oh, Phish is one of my all-time favorite bands. Before I moved abroad, I had seen them 12 times. Mm-hmm. And they're a jam band. Some people would like to say they took over the Grateful Dead once Jerry died.
Mm-hmm. It's a ton of fun. And how would you sort of compare a jam band to what we'd say a marmalade band?
Smoother transitions. Mm. Marmalade sound bumpy.
Wanna be an actor, pretending on the stage. Don't wanna be a writer, with my thoughts out on the page. Don't wanna be a painter, 'cause everyone comes to look. Don't wanna be anything, where my life's an open book. A dream, it's true. See it through. If I could be wasting my time with you. Don't wanna be a farmer working in the sun. On the run. Don't wanna be a climber, reaching for the top. Don't wanna be anything, where I don't know when to stop. A dream, it's true. If I could be wasting my time with you. So if I'm inside your head, don't believe what you might have read. You'll see to hear it. Come waste your time with me.
You know that feeling when you're jamming. But that strawberry is looking really top-heavy on that slice of bread. The base is holding and whoops! You've jammed on my jam, you blighter! Now you can get Robotham's Jam Marmalade with all the drippy fruitiness of jam with a marmalade-y consistency. Available in Loganberry, Kumquat and New Quince. This jam's really solid. It certainly is with Robotham's Jam Marmalade.
Hello?
Hello, it's David Byrne here. I was wondering if you wanted to come and sing backing vocals for my Stop Making Sense tour. It's going to be really good and all that.
David who?
David Byrne.
David who?
Byrne.
David who?
Byrne.
Byrne. My house is burned down?
Yeah, it's the same sound, but it's a different spelling. It's with a Y, an N, and an E.
Okay, how long am I going to be on tour for?
Well, it's quite an extensive tour, but you'll get a lot of exposure. Well, it won't be to any viruses, hopefully, but you'll get a lot of exposure to the general public, and people will look back at you in years to come and say, "Boy, that was a good performance."
Okay, I'm in.
That's good. All right, we'll start on Monday. We'll see you then.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Bye. Bye. Oh, one thing. Bring an umbrella.
I didn't know if I was starting.
Are you starting?
Okay. A dream, it's true, but I'd see it true.
Don't want to be a painter, because everyone comes to book. Don't want to be anything when my life's an open look.
A dream, it's through, but I'd see it true.
Slippery people live to talking
about songs. Yes, particularly the live version, because they have a drum break that is amazing and I love it.
What's particularly amazing about it?
I just think he does an excellent job with the crescendo.
Okay.
Like, it's the build.
Right, so it's sort of build.
And then coming back into the song, it gets me every time. It gets me pumped and amped and I'm just like, yeah!
It's quite an extensive tour, but you'll get a lot of exposure.
What of them? I've always been a fan. I've always loved, even down to something more like their music videos. Mm-hmm. I like their vision. I've been a fan for a long time. I got to see them actually right before Adam Yauch got sick. And so that's kind of where this connection comes into play as well.
Okay.
And we can start even before. So Phish, David Byrne, and Beastie Boys were at Bonnaroo 2009.
Okay.
And that was the last show that they were able to play before Adam Yauch, you know, went off for treatment. And yeah.
God, that's, it's a nice connection. But good that you got to see him as well. And the thing I remember about Beastie Boys was in the 80s, there was a whole load of Volkswagen cars used to get the badges stolen off the front.
I think my first memory is being, I don't know, 7 or 8 and like singing, "You gotta fight for your right to party." And being 7 or 8 and having no idea what a real party really is.
Right. Georgia?
Okay. Sorry. Here's the Beastie Boys with Gratitude.
and I'm just like, yeah.
Welcome to Lo-Fi, Music on a Shoestring with me, Benny Benet. And it's a great pleasure and privilege to have in the studio with me tonight, or even in me with the studio. What am I doing? Jimmy McCready, who I'm informed is moderately, is that right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Moderately well-known in Bolsover for recording a diptych. I like that, it's funky. Two albums between 1970 and 1980. And he's about to make that diptych a triptych, inspired, of course, by lockdown. Jimmy, your albums have been described by Graham at the end of the road. Is that right?
Graham.
As homemade, right?
Well, yeah, I like money. But I don't like spending it, coupled with a want to express myself every sort of blue moon in music.
Every sort of blue moon. It's been 50 years since your first album. Can you explain to the listeners the genesis of McCready One that came out in 1970?
Well, I were getting quite tired of these flash Harrys who said, oh, I've got a four track at home. And four tracks, to me, you know, they cost money. And then, you know, cassette era began. And I thought, well, you know, I've got a two-track. And in fact, they record one track at a time. So I suppose it's like 2 one-tracks. But, you know, I've got a one-track mind. And that was concept for McCready One in 1970. It was very much me and me lounge with me guitar and me two-track. And, you know, I always said to Mrs., I said, why did the chicken take out the cassette to get to the other side?
Jimmy, you do have a monopoly on wit. And how did he distribute McCready One?
Well, Benny, distribution to me, right, it's a 12-letter word. That's money. So I thought, well, in it more sincere, if I just put a sign in my sitting room window, my album for sale. I mean, you know that people are going to knock at door, they're going to be genuine.
Wait, can we change it to, like, don't want to be a teacher pretending on Zoom?
Don't want to be a climber reaching for the stop. Don't want to be anything where I don't know when to top.
A dream, it's through, but I'd see it true.
You've got The Cult coming up. So is there a connection you've got between the Beastie Boys and The Cult?
So the connection between those two is Rick Rubens, the producer. Uh-huh. He produced a lot of Beastie Boys, and he produced that album of The Cult. And before doing research for the playlist, I had never heard of The Cult, and I saw it on the Wikipedia page, and I was like, who's this? Like, the name intrigued me, and I listened to the album, and I really liked their sound. It's very 80s hairband pop, but it's...
80s hairband pop, I love it.
But it's something unapologetic and it's like raw. I don't know, it doesn't feel cheesy.
Yeah. I say, there's a lot of things The Cult were, but they're definitely not cheesy. No, definitely not that.
Yes, the aphrodisiac jacket. Yeah. I wonder, where do you buy that jacket? I think so. And I imagine that it's to the knee. There's something about a long jacket that's much sexier than a short jacket.
Let's
I might have a peanut butter and jelly now that I'm older, rarely. I've gone away. I don't do it so much anymore.
And that's your dose of 80s big hair bands with the cult aphrodisiac jacket.
I think you mentioned it was like you imagined your hair blowing in a open top vehicle listening to that.
Oh, for sure. A road trip song. Right. We're on the open road. You know, no one's going to stop us now.
It's actually a first on Connections. I don't think I'd ever find us playing Shakira on Connections ever. But Georgia, you're changing that history tonight.
Yes, I'm happy to help.
Oh, that's always good. My little sister did give me a Shakira single when I was about 31.
So, it's actually one of her famous songs, Can't Remember to Forget You, and she plays it for 12 minutes. It's probably normally a 3 to 4 minute song, but she jams it out. She takes it to different places. She adds extra elements, and I was like, wow, I'm a Shakira fan now.
No, and I think it's refreshing that people can walk out now, like yourself, Georgia, and just sort of look somebody in the eye and just say straight to the face, I'm a Shakira fan. And they can be totally good with that.
Los viernes sean de fiesta. Tampoco te pido que vuelvas rogando perdón si lloras con dos ojos secos y hablando de ella.
Solo de errores aprende, yo sé que es tuyo mi
So, MacReady One, I think it was the Bolzover trader that called MacReady One an album with idiosyncrasies. What were they, Jimmy?
Well, my cassette recorder were playing up, you know, and the side of the cassette, you know, I'm recording on a tape with the stuff already on it, you know. I'm not going to get a new cassette, it costs money. And it had the World of Julie Felix on it. And my machine had half a head not working. I mean, I could have gone out and got a head, but I've never really been into sort of careers guidance. So there were leakage of the original Julie Felix material. But listen, if you play the greats, like Pink Floyd, what's it called? Moon Dark of the Side.
Oh, you mean Dark Side of the Moon?
Oh, yeah, whatever it's called. That's got leakage. It's got Ticket to Ride by George Martin on fade out, if you listen through headphones loud enough. Well, mine, you know, it's less subtle, but yeah, Julie Felix is there for sure.
Well, we're going to hear a track for that idiosyncratic album, and this is called...
This takes me back. Where is my light switch? Where is my light switch? I'm looking for my light switch. Can't find my light switch. Need to find the light switch in order to be able to see it. So I'll sit in the dark and wait for dawn, mama. Sit in the dark and wait for dawn.
A dream, it's through, but I'd see it true.
If I could be you, wishing my time with B.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my lost youth, I used to think that Red Hot Chili Peppers were more of a sort of, shall we say, blackcurrant jam. Now I think they're more of a sort of savoury cheese spread, but like straight from the fridge, no messing about.
I said, I mean, we were talking about this the other week, I think, with Dan when he was on the show. A lot of these biographies are really great because they do sort of open gateways to stuff you might not have any sort of prior knowledge of. Either.
Oh, I had zero knowledge. And yeah, like he rattled off a whole bunch of bands and, you know, look them up on my Spotify, my Apple Music, and it opens up a whole new world.
And whose biography was this again? Flea's biography.
Flea's biography, yes.
Flea's biography. So Flea said the fly, Fly said the flea. Was there anything about the flea flying and the fly fleeing?
No, actually he took a boat to America when he moved to America from Australia. So he did not fly.
Okay, so Flea didn't fly.
He took
a boat. But did he flee Australia or did he just go of his own accord?
It's interesting. His father was a diplomat and worked for the Australian consulate, but his mother didn't want to go back to Australia and left his father and stayed in the States.
Okay, and presumably left him there with the mother who stayed in the States.
Exactly.
So they weren't fleeing, they were, sort of the opposite of fleeing, they were unfleeing. Anyway, the name of this song is...
Evil Blues.
Can you give me an evil cackle?
ooh, that's so bad.
I need to do that again, George.
I swear I'm evil. I'm just as evil as a man can be. People, I'm black. I swear I'm evil. I'm just as evil as a man can be. I don't care if nobody in this whole round world, oh baby, now ever think of me. My daddy, he was a preacher. My mother, she was sanctified. You know my daddy, he was a preacher, and my mother, she was saying goodbye. Well, now you know I must been born the devil, because I didn't want to be baptized. She is evil too. You know I don't want no jet black woman, because she is evil too. You take me to evil, people wake up early in the morning. Oh man, ain't no telling what they may do.
That was spine-tingling, Georgia. That's some heck of a cackle you've got there.
I think it was more goat-like. I need more practice.
Goat blues.
Yeah! I think we got a hit.
Yeah, traveling nannies. Apparently, Eric Clapton likes Kush out of
No way. That's so cool. shot of sun. Now I have a reason.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sort of inspired his haunting ballad. Would you know my name?
So you in Kushev, so that's more like it, isn't it?
So this particular one, it's more in line with the bluesy one that we've just heard. So I'm sensing there's a connection there, Georgia.
Your senses are correct. Actually, so this is a cover of a Melvin Little Son Jackson song. Also had a song called Crossroads. I love the song. I love Bone Thugs. I've been repping Bone Thugs for a long time, putting them in my CD player, you know, in high school and blasting it out. I was honestly thinking more about this year and people losing people to COVID-19 and just going through hard times, and this is my shout out to anyone that's been affected and has lost anyone this year. Bum, 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 bum.
you gonna do, but it ain't nowhere to run. When judgment comes for you, when judgment comes for you, what you gonna do, when it ain't nowhere to hide. When judgment comes for you, cause it's gonna come for you. Another plan to heaven, follow the Lord all 24/7 days. God is who we praise, even though the devil's all up in my face, but he's keeping me safe and in my place. Say grace to the gates of race, without a chance to face the judge. And it blesses my soul with books. Grudge me, cause there's no mercy for thugs. Ooh, what can I do? It's all about the family and how we grew. Can I get a witness? Let it unfold. We live in our lives, we turn our soul.
I'll give you a clue. It ends in dog. Let me give you another clue. It's something that when you mix up a load of fruit so that it's liquefied, it's called a what?
Like a smoothie dog?
Smoothie. Okay, smoothie dog. Take one syllable off smoothie and you've got...
smooth dog.
Yeah, that's it.
So 1980 saw the release of MacReady 2. And it was a whole 10 years after MacReady 1. What was that hiatus for? Was it a sort of creative break?
Well, I just couldn't be did. I mean, I'd done MacReady 1 and I poured out my soul. And, you know, besides, I was watching wrestling on ITV on Saturdays in mid-70s. And I always recorded on Saturdays before that. So it were either watch Big Daddy and Giant A-Stacks or make tracks. So I chose the latter, rather than the former. But in 1980, they moved wrestling to, you know, 25 past three instead of half past two. So I decided to record another album. and I got one of them synths from Kay's catalogue.
And, you know, what was the difference in the distribution for the second album, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, besides the sign in the window, I actually put some signage at the end of the road. Made a marginal difference.
Don't throw stones at sports cars. You'll damage the paint. Stone throwers at sports cars affect insurance claims. And I need stones. Yeah, I need stones. Like a shower needs a tile. Like me, digestive tract needs bile. And I need stones, etc., etc.
And so, MacReady 3, it's been 40 years.
Well, there hasn't been much to say, has there, for the last 40 years, and it got to lockdown. I mean, six fans, you know, they'd always, you know, been a bit regretful that there was some material on MacReady 1 they couldn't hear properly. So what I did is just put the World of Judy Felix on a cassette so they can hear it in full. There you are, MacReady 3. Well, Judy Felix gets a cut, of course.
The measles, she's got the mumps. I'm sick of waiting by the door in case she comes home. You won't believe it, but don't you wanna know? I let her go, but I can't let her go. I don't wanna hear it. I'm singing too high tonight, I'm gonna lose my voice. I heard her on the radio, don't wanna sing along. She eats the limits. High cholesterol and heart disease, yeah. You'll never touch the way that I feel. Just for the record, she got the deal. I don't wanna hear it. I'm saying goodbye tonight, I just can't stand the noise. She's signing autographs, don't wanna say I know her.
Well, that was absolutely fantastic, Georgia. That was Real Big Fish, and she's famous now. Really puts us in the Saturday mood.
You're welcome, Tim. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's been a pleasure and a privilege. And I think before we go, Georgia, we need to go around the houses. So you have been listening to
Waste by Fish.
And that connected to Slippery People Live by the Talking Heads,
which went into Gratitude by the Beastie Boys.
And then went into Aphrodisiac Jacket by the Cult.
And then we danced our way into La Tortura by Shakira.
I'm glad you got that one, because I can't pronounce that one. Then we went into Higher Ground by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Evil Blues by Melvin Littleson Jackson.
Yeah, Melvin Littleson Jackson gave way to Traveling Alone by Eric Clapton.
And then Going to the Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony.
And last but by no means least, we had She's Famous Now by Real Big Fish. Oh, Georgia, is there anyone you want to say hello to?
Just hello to anyone who's listening and anyone out there in Radio Land that has this on right now. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, they could be listening on the podcast, so it could be, I don't know, 2025. And if it's 2025, what a drag 2020 was, hey.
But we made it, and we're going to keep making it.
We are survivors, Georgia. Well, Georgia, listen, it's been absolutely fantastic to chat tonight and to see you again on here. And come again, please.
Anytime that you'll have me, Tim. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure and a privilege. And I think we need to do a random harmony, Georgia. Find a note of your own choosing, and I'll find a note of my own choosing, and we'll create a harmony. Are you ready? One, two, three. That was ethereal. Thank you, Georgia. Well, it's good night from me.
It's good evening over here.
And stay calm and keep safe and keep connected. Good night.
Good night, everyone.